M79 recording length 08 minutes and 44 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 79 Globular Cluster M79, NGC 1904, Class B, in Lepus M79.jpg, Right Ascension 05, 24.5, H colon M, declination, 24, 33, Deg colon M, distance 42.1, Cli, visual brightness 7.7, Mag, apparent dimension 9.6, Arc Min, discovered 1780 by Pierre McGain, Globular Cluster Messier 79, Million 79, NGC 1904, is a nice globular cluster and an unusual place for this kind of objects, in the hemisphere opposite to the galactic center, in the inconspicuous constellation Lepus. M79 was found by Pierre McGain on October 26, 1780, and reported his discovery to his friend and colleague, Charles Messier, who determined its position and included it in his catalogue on December 17, 1780. It was first resolved into stars and recognized as a globular cluster by William Herschel in about 1784. M79 is a beautiful globular cluster at a quite unusual location in the sky. Most globulars are grouped around the galactic center, but this is one of the few which are situated in the other hemisphere, i.e. it is beyond us for hypothetical observers in the central stellar bulge of our Milky Way galaxy. It is little over 40,000 light-years from us, but about 60,000 light-years from the galactic center. At this distance, M79's apparent diameter of 9.6 minutes of arc corresponds to a linear extension of about 118 light-years. This cluster is slightly elliptical, extended at position angle 45 deg, and has only 7 known variables. It is receding from us at about 200 km/sec. In 2003, it was found that M79 is perhaps a rather new immigrant into the globular cluster system at our Milky Way. It may come from, or still be a member, of the remnant globular cluster system of the Canis Major Dwarf Galaxy, a dwarf spheroidal galaxy which is currently undergoing a very close encounter with our galaxy, and in progressive state of dissolution. Together with M79, three more globular clusters are suspected to have immigrated from the Canis Major Dwarf, NGC 1851, NGC 2298, and NGC 2808. About 0.5 degrees to the SW of M79 lies the 5.5 mag star AGS-3954 with its seventh mag companion, separated by 3. Messier 79 observations and descriptions discovered by Pierre McGain on October 26, 1780. Messier, M79, December 17, 1780 79 5H 15 meters 16s, 78D 49. 02, 24 D42, 57, McGain, 78 D47, 10, 24 D44, 46, nebula without star, situated below Lepus, and on the same parallel as a star of 6th magnitude, seen by McGain on October 26, 1780. M. Messier looked for it on the following December 17. This nebula is beautiful, the center brilliant, the nebulosity a little diffuse. Its position was determined from the star Epsilon Leporis, of 4th magnitude. William Herschel PT 1814 p. reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2 p. 537, WH 1814, January 13, 1806, large 10 feet, the 79th of the Canis. M79 equals NGC 1904. Is a cluster of stars of a globular construction, and certainly extremely rich. Towards the center the stars are extremely compressed, and even a good way from it. With 171 the diameter is a little less than one-third of the field, and with 220 a little more, the field of one being 90, and of the other 80, a mean of both gives the diameter of the cluster 250. But I suppose that the lowness of the situation prevents my seeing the tiny scattered stars, so that this cluster is probably larger than it appears. Asterisk, asterisk, the large 10 feet telescope is in a considerable degree subject to the obstructions arising from change of temperature, and tarnish, but as it can be directed to any part of the heavens in a few minutes, and is easily prepared for observation, It becomes a very useful instrument when the clearness of the atmosphere is interrupted by flying clouds, not when the place of an object is not visible in the finder, or night glass, is to be ascertained. PT 1818b, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P 601, the 79th of the Connaissance, M79=NGC1904-1783-7 feet telescope, with 57 nebulas, with 86 strong suspicion of its being stars. 1799, 10 feet telescope, 300 shows the stars of it with difficulty. 1784, 20 feet telescope, a beautiful cluster of stars, nearly 3 minutes in diameter. 1806, large 10 feet telescope, a globulate cluster, the stars of which are extremely compressed in the middle, with 171 and 220 the diameter is 250, but the lowness of the situation probably prevents my seeing the whole of its extent. By the observation of the 10 feet telescope, the profundity of this cluster is of the 344th order. Smythe, CCII 203, M79, CCII 79 million Liparis, R5H 17 meters 50s, Dec S24D 39.9 mean epoch of observation, 1835.98 December 1835, a bright stellar nebula, of a milky white tinge, under the hare's feet, the following edge of whose disk just precedes a line formed by two stars lying across the vertical, and it is followed nearly on the parallel by a ninth magnitude star. It is a fine object, blazing towards the center, and was discovered by McCain in 1780. It was resolved by W.H. into a modeled nebulosity, in 1783, with a 7-foot telescope, but on applying the 20-foot in the following year, he fairly made it a beautiful cluster of stars nearly 3 minutes of arc, in diameter, of a globular construction, and certainly extremely rich. The mean apparent place is obtained by differentiating from Xyliparis, which is a fine white star, with a red companion of the 7th magnitude in the NP north preceding, NW, quadrant, an imaginary line run from Betelgeuse before Alpha Liparis and over Beta, will hit this object about 4 degs southwest of the latter. John Herschel, General Catalog, GC 1112 equals M79 Ra 5H 18 meters 25.6 as, NPD 114D 39, 39.5, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, PL, ERA, EC, RR 4 observations by W.N. J. Herschel, globular cluster, pretty large, extremely rich, extremely compressed, well resolved, drier, and GC 1904. And GC 1904 equals GC 1112, McCain, M79, Ra 5H 18 meters 25s, NPD 114D 39.3, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, PL, ERA, EC, RRR, equals M79 globular cluster, pretty large, extremely rich, extremely compressed, well resolved, content Karasyov sets, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net, this recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text visit www.spokentext.net.